Can you say hallelujah? Hallelujah. I feel the lovely presence of our Heavenly Father, don't you? Here, in the wonderful name of His Son, Jesus, I can feel Him all around. I can feel your faith, and I can feel the wonderful anointing of the Lord here tonight. Hallelujah. What a wonderful thought. Know that we're able to come from way over across the ocean to come to visit with our precious brothers and sisters. Tonight we have some very wonderful brothers and sisters that we esteem so dearly to our heart here in the Philippine Islands. They're so wonderful. They love the Lord with all sincerity. And they inspire me. They inspire me in a great way. I'd like to say that it's my pleasure to be here in Manila and have a chance to speak to so lovely a people. It's my pleasure to be here. I want you to know tonight that I'm concerned about you. I'm greatly concerned about you. With all my heart, I love you. And I am concerned about you. Jesus said to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And tonight, I don't intend to hold you a long time, but I do want to speak to you. And I want to tell you just a few things that's involved in what He is about to do. And I trust that tonight that we'll be able to say something that will encourage your faith. Remember, the one thing that you need for your faith is encouragement. A lot of times people throw their faith away, not realizing that they have faith. But because they cannot obtain the things that they want immediately, then they discard their faith, they throw it away to their own hurt and their own sorrow. But the Bible says, cast not away thy faith, which hath great recompense of reward. For after that you've endured and done the will of God, the Bible said, then shall you receive the promise. Don't faint. Don't be weary in well-doing, for in due season ye shall reap if ye faint not. And some of you people have labored, you're going to reap. You're going to reap. I'm here to tell you that you're going to reap. God sent me across the entire world to tell you that He hath seen your labor in the Lord and that you're going to reap. And to me that just thrills my entire soul. So then tonight, while we're here, we want to encourage your faith. Don't throw away your faith. Your faith just needs strengthening, that's all. See, the Bible said Abraham was strong in faith, giving glory to God, being fully persuaded that what God had promised he was able also to perform. So then don't throw away your faith. You have faith. You have faith. Just let's strengthen that faith. The Bible said strengthen those things that remain. Let's strengthen those things. All right, I'm sorry that we do not have enough chairs for the people. And crusades like this, we just have to make out the best we can. I wish we had places for all of you to sit down so far as seating capacity. But we don't have it as to chairs. But I want you to know that we are grateful to have you here. It's a real privilege to me. I want to read just a little scripture here. I'd like to say that I want to pray for the sick. We're looking forward to praying for the sick during the crusade. We've had some wonderful, outstanding things to happen in our ministry. Things that we could write a great book about. So many things. And tonight, I'm looking forward to God healing and saving and delivering the people from evil spirits and all kind of harassment of mind or whatever it might be. I believe that God will deliver. I prayed for somebody just today, and God delivered them from a demon spirit just today. And they're here tonight, and they're very happy because God delivered them from a demon spirit. Isn't that wonderful? They were tortured and tormented by some things, but God delivered them. Tonight, I'd like to read from over in St. John, the 8th chapter, the 47th verse. You've got your Bibles, you can read with me. It says here that whosoever is of God heareth God's word. Do you agree to that? Let's give God a hand if you agree to that. Hallelujah. Now then, we know to begin with tonight, the first thing that we understand, that if a person is of God, they will hear God's word. And the Bible teaches us that he that God sendeth will speak God's word. It's he that God sendeth that speaketh God's word, and it is he that is of God that heareth God's word. So then we know that if a man does not hear God's word, then he is not of God. When we come as a minister or an evangelist, we come in the name of the Lord. You know, Joshua of old prayed, said, Father, don't send me up to battle unless your presence go before me. And I pray all the time, all during my lifetime, I prayed like this. I pray all the time, day and night, I meditate in his laws. And I say, Father, wherever you send me, be sure that your presence go before me. Don't let me go into any place unless your presence go up before me. Don't send me into battle unless your presence go before me. As Gideon of old, when he cried out, he raised his hand to heaven and he said, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. And when we go to battle, we want to raise the sword. We bear not the sword in vain. We have the sword to execute judgment upon them that do evil. And we have the blessings of God to bless them that do righteously. We have the power to bless or to curse as the ministers of God. And we're set here for your benefit. And we raise the sword in battle against the enemy for your sake. And we cry as did Gideon, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. And this is what makes us partakers of the benefits of Christ. Tonight, standing here before you, I see you as a people that need the presence of God. You need the wonderful presence of God. You need God to save you. You need God to heal you. You need God to deliver you from evil spirits. A lot of people have oppression of mind. Their minds are continually harassed by evil spirits. Mary, the Bible said over there that when Jesus got to this woman, he delivered her of seven devils. This one individual had seven devils, and the power of God came down, and she was delivered. And the Bible says, as Jesus walked among the people, that virtue went out of his body and healed the people. The virtue that came out of his body healed the people. And that same virtue tonight is right here within my body. It's within your body if you are a believer. And when we raise our hands to heaven and we come together as the children of God, this wonderful virtue begins to flow to and fro. And then people begin to receive their healing. And devils and demons just begin to leave because of the wonderful power of God that I feel here tonight. Remember, God is doing a new thing. He said, I will do a new thing, saith the Lord. My mercies are new every day. I'm doing a new thing. So God is doing a new thing here in Manila tonight. As it was in the days of Solomon, the temple was built. And it was said unto Solomon, and it shall come to pass that whosoever looketh in the direction of this temple and calleth upon the name of the Lord, they shall be healed. In Daniel prayed three times a day. He would go and pray three times a day, looking in the direction of that temple, that God might hear his prayers. And today, that wonderful temple of God, as to a headship of the church, is sitting yonder in the throne with the Heavenly Father. He said, I have overcome, and I have sat down in the throne with my Heavenly Father. For heaven is God's throne, and there's a lot of room up there. And he said, if you overcome, you can sit down in the throne with me and my Heavenly Father. And so then, that great temple, that body of Jesus, in which God, the great eternal Spirit, tabernacled, that great temple is yonder. Jesus said, destroy this temple, and I'll raise it up in 3 days. And the Bible said they understood not that he spake of his body. And so then there was the temple, that great, wonderful temple, sitting yonder. And we look in the direction of that temple, and we call upon the name of the Lord. And when we do, the great Spirit of God comes down to us through the lovely name of Jesus. Now, it was said in the days that Solomon built this great temple that they could not so much as raise up an instrument as to a hammer or anything that would make a noise. They wasn't allowed to do that. God is the God of peace. He's like a beautiful dove. He's very peaceful. The Bible said, "Be still and know that I am God," and study to be quiet, that we might get into the wonderful things of God. Then we're told in John 4:24 that God is a spirit, and they that worship God, even the Heavenly Father, must worship Him through the name of His lovely Son Jesus, and must worship Him in spirit and in truth, and that they must worship Him in the spirit of holiness. But the Bible said He is the Spirit of holiness, and without holiness no man shall see the Lord. And it said to be holy, for I am holy, to be holy in body and in spirit. That's what God wants, so that we can have our healing. When the Spirit of holiness begins to move, as it was a little bit ago, I watched as they sang, and I could feel the Spirit of holiness. And when the Spirit of holiness comes, then the Bible says the power of God is there to heal. And so then, in the days of Solomon, they begin to build this great, wonderful temple. It's like a song that God gave me, a song that I wrote called The Cornerstone, the chief cornerstone. Maybe they'll sing it while we're here. But anyway, he began to build this great temple. And it was said that in all parts of that nation or that country, that somebody was working on a part of that temple. One person was working on a part of it over here. Somebody else was working on a part of it over here. And all around the nation, throughout the entire nation, somebody was working on that temple. But that came the day. All of a sudden, there came that special day when God said, from all around the world, I want the parts of that temple. I want the parts of that holy building that I've built. Abraham, the Bible said, Father Abraham, who searched for a city whose builder and maker is God. He said, I'm looking for a city with foundations whose builder and maker is God. Beloved friend, there is such a city somewhere. Hallelujah. You know what? This world doesn't have a foundation. Scientists have gone high beyond the heavens, and they've looked, and they see this whole world as a little ball floating around in space. It doesn't have any foundations. But the Bible said concerning New Jerusalem that came down out of heaven, it had 12 beautiful foundations. And Abraham was searching for that city, that beautiful Jerusalem, the one that has foundations. The Bible said foundations that our Lord laid. For he hath laid the foundations. Let every man take heed how he build thereupon. For he hath laid the foundations. And the Bible says, take heed how you build thereupon, for no man can lay any other foundations. So then the foundations of that lovely city is the teachings of the apostolic leaders. It is the teachings of the 12 apostles. And ye are the lively stones that's built up upon that foundation into a holy priesthood as to a habitation for God. Paul said, ye are God's building. Let's give the Lord a hand, can ye? Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Make me feel at home and say hallelujah. Glory to God, I feel the Holy Ghost, don't you? I can feel the Holy Spirit just moving up here. All right. So then the Lord says to me, out of the Filipino islands, I'm going to do a work around the world. Think of that now. I'm going to do a work that will be hurled all the way around the world. Out of the Filipino islands. Let me tell you again why. He said, because there are some people in the Filipino islands that have given their hearts to me without reservation. They have without reservation given their hearts to me. And I need such a people to move through to do this great wonderful work at the coming of the Son of Man. There's, as I said, Brother Mike here. His father gave his life in a nearby town. He came and gave his life and worked with the Filipino people for numbers of years, and he's buried there in that place. He did not even go back to his own country. He was buried here. See, to show that God loved the Filipino people and that God is with the Filipino people. You've had a hard way to go. I know you've had a lot of problems. There's been problems in your government, so there is around the world. But there's been problems in your government. There's been problems in your home. There's been problems among the people. And there's been a lot of sorrow. But folks, God is standing somewhere looking at you. God sees you tonight. And God is concerned about you tonight. Hallelujah. So then we realize that God is concerned about the people. As it was in the days of Solomon, God said, bring those parts. Look. Look, folks, all around the world, God has had people. All around the world, God has had people. And these people have been working for a cause. They've had their little group over here. Somebody with another group yonder and another group over yonder. They've been hassling with one another. They've been fighting with the devil. They've had to shout it out and fight it out and pray it out. But God put them all out there till they got through with all of that. Because this building can't have any friction. This building can't have any schisms. This building can't be just divided up. It's got to be one, just one. On the day of Pentecost, the Bible said they were there with one mind and one accord. And that one mind was the mind of Christ, and that one accord was the will of God. We're here tonight in one mind, even the mind of Christ. The Bible says, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. And we're in one accord to do the will of our Heavenly Father. Now, what am I saying? I'm saying that it is time. And the time is here. Hallelujah. I can feel God as I say that. The time is here. God is going to reach around the world. And everywhere that they've been working on a part of His building. Remember, you're God's building. Everywhere that they've been working on a part of the building, God is going to call for it now. He's going to say, bring it over here. It belongs to me. And all of them are going to come together. All over the world, they're going to come together. Every part, every member to the body, every part around the world is going to come together. And they're going to fit together in such a beautiful way. And this great, wonderful body of Jesus is going to be there. The church, sinless, spotless, without spot, without wrinkle, and without blemish. Do you believe that? Let me say this to you. Let me say this to you. Remember, God is looking down on you. God has made you without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish. Oh, somebody would say, no, Brother Pike. And the devil would, of course, he'd certainly say no. But God has made you without spot. Did you know the Bible said, he that is born of God keepeth himself? That he hath the ability to keep himself? And the Bible said that the evil one toucheth him not. I said the Bible said that the devil never touches the saint of God. Never at any time in your entire experience with God has the devil ever touched you one time. Oh, you say, but Brother Pike, the devil gives me a hard way to go. He's always causing me problems. But beloved friend, that angelic being on the inside, that enter you on the inside, had been sealed with the heavenly spirit of the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Spirit had you sealed on the inside, and with all of the conflicts as to your outer man or this outer person, the devil has never touched that inner man, no, not one time. Let's give the Lord a hand. I said he's never touched him, no what? Not one time, and he's without spot, he's without wrinkle, and he's without blemish. And God is coming back for a church without wrinkle, without spot, without blemish. You want me to prove it to you by the word? Let me prove it to you by the word. The Bible said, and he that God sendeth will speak God's word. Let me prove it to you by God's word. The Bible says that we are his elect according to foreknowledge, and that nothing can separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. Nothing. Height, nor depth, nor things present, nor things to come. Not even the devil. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Are you listening to me now? All right. That's how strong His love is in Christ Jesus for us. Nothing can wrestle us out of His hands. Now listen, the Bible says that God has justified us by faith. Even the faith of Jesus Christ, kept under the law as it was in the days of the Jews, until the time appointed of the fathers to the bar mitzvah, or as to the coming of the faith, shut up under the law unto the faith, that is to say, the faith of Jesus Christ, by which ye are sanctified. And when it came, then we all become children of God by faith. And God has purified our hearts by faith. Now listen, and the Bible says that God has justified us by faith, and that He has sanctified us. Come on, folks. That He has sanctified us once and for all by the offering up of the body of the Lord Jesus at Calvary. He has sanctified us, and the Bible says that God hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Hallelujah! I feel sanctified, don't you? Glory to God, sanctified by the grace of God. See, we're sanctified by the faith in Christ. And the Bible said that sanctification was so mighty that it hath made us perfect forever, that we're able to keep ourselves, and the evil one never touches us during our whole lifetime. Don't that make you love Jesus? All of these parts of the body are coming together now. They're coming together. And here, beginning with the Filipino Islands, believe it or not. Or someone would say beginning with America. Or someone would say beginning with Germany. Or someone would say beginning with another country. But I said beginning with the Filipino Islands. Beginning with the Filipino Islands. I said beginning with the Filipino Islands. That might be a little hard for you to believe, but you'll see it'll come to pass. If I'm of God, if I speak the words of truth, you'll see it come to pass. It's going to be hurled around the entire world from the Filipino Islands. Hallelujah! Can you stand with me and lift your hands to God? Come on, folks! Let's stand up together and lift your hands tonight. Let's worship the Lord for a few minutes. Can you do that? Come on, let's just worship the Lord. Hallelujah. I want you to worship God with me. You're a good audience tonight, and I promise not to keep you long. While we're praying a little bit, playing a little bit on the organ here, I want you to lift your hands up now. I'm looking for great things in this crusade. And I hope to be able to instill within you some thoughts that will increase your strength in your faith. All we need, beloved friend, is to strengthen our faith. You have faith in God. Don't let anyone tell you that you don't have faith in God. A lot of times, because you don't get your healing when you think that you ought to get it, or you don't get the financial blessings you think you ought to get, you feel you don't have your faith. But you have your faith in God. See, you couldn't even be saved if you didn't have your faith. That alone proves that you have your faith. See, you have your faith in God. So then tonight, we have faith in God. Jesus said, have faith in God. He said, whatever you ask in my name, I will do it for you. He said, decree a thing in your heart. He said, and it shall come to pass. He said, if thou canst believe and doubt not in thine heart, that you can have whatever you say. If you don't doubt in your heart, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, as his thoughts are within his heart, not in his head, but in his heart. The Bible teaches, so are you. So are you. Can you think tonight? Can you think that you are healed? The Bible said, by his stripes you're healed. You were healed. By faith in God. So then, if you can believe, if you can think in your heart that you're healthy, that you're well, that you're young and strong in God, then health will flood your body. Healing will come to you.
Deliverance will be there. God will do that for you.
'Twas grace that
told. Can you sing that with them?
My heart to fear.
It was grace.
My fears relieved.
Can you sing that?
How precious be that grace appear.
Was the
hour that I first believed.
Now sing it like this.
And when this battle is over, we shall wear a crown. We shall wear a crown. We shall wear a crown.
For when the battle is over,
we shall wear a crown in that new Jerusalem.
Sing it with me, can you?
Wear a crown. Wear a crown. We'll wear that bright and shining crown. For when this battle is over,
when the battle is over, we shall wear a crown
in that new Jerusalem.
Sing it again.
We'll wear a crown. Wear a crown.
We'll wear a crown.
While they're singing, let's give the Lord a wave offering, can you? Come on, folks. Come on, folks. Let's give him a wave offering. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah again. Come on, folks. Let's worship God. Do it with all of your mind. All of your mind. Let's worship the Lord. Sing it again, Chris.
When the battle's over,
we shall wear a crown.
We shall wear the crown. We shall wear the crown.
For when the battle is over,
we shall wear a crown in that new Jerusalem.
One more time.
Wear a crown. Wear a crown.
Shiny crown.
For when this battle is over, we shall wear a crown
in that new. One more time, give him a wave offering. Come on, one more time. Let's give him a wave offering, folks. Hallelujah.
Shiny crown.
For when this battle is over, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise.
While they're singing another little chorus, we're going to do something here tonight. While they're singing this little chorus, I'm going to give you an invitation. I'm going to give you an invitation to step out of here while they're singing. Can you sing for me, Chris? While they're singing now, we're going to worship the Lord. And I want you, while they're singing a song, you've never made the commitment to Christ. I want you to make that commitment. The Bible said, I'm persuaded to believe that God is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that great day. And while they're singing, if you've never made that commitment, I'm giving you an invitation to come up here and make the commitment. Will you do that tonight? Will you come on, folks? Will you come on, folks? Will you come on, folks? Just step out and come on. Don't be shy. Come on. Come on. Step out and come on. That's right. They're coming. Come on. If you want my prayers tonight, come on up here. If you want my prayers tonight, come on up here. Come on up here. We want to pray for you tonight. Just come on, folks. Filipino people are such beautiful people. They're such beautiful people. They have one of the most unique ways of presenting themselves of any people I've ever seen. How wonderful. Responsive, cooperative, willing to love the Lord, and willing to be part of His great, wonderful majesty and His kingdom. Such a great people. Such a great people. Solomon said, and how can I speak to so great a people? Such great people. Hallelujah. I can feel the presence of the Heavenly Father tonight. I can feel Him here, concerned about these people. How precious, how wonderful, how wonderful. Father, we've got our hands stretched out to heaven tonight. How beautiful You are, how beautiful You are. The Bible says the angels in heaven rejoice over one soul that cometh to repentance, rather than over 99 that needeth no repentance. Hallelujah. Father, standing here tonight, I'm going to ask, I want my minister friends to come up here. I'm going to ask some of my minister friends to come up here. To come up here and stand with me. Can you do that? Brother Mike, Brother Juanita, I know you're back there in the crowd somewhere. Hallelujah. Can you lift your hands and love the Lord? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where are my minister friends? I want them to come pray with me tonight. Come on, brethren. I want you to come and pray with me. I need your support tonight. We're going to pray for these people. God said whoever we bless would be blessed. And we're going to bless these people tonight. And you're going to be blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, they're coming. They're coming. While they stand with us tonight, we're going to pray together. I know that you have faith in God. And I know that you have confidence in them that God sends. I know you do. And tonight, as we pray together, we're going to pray that God will heal and God will save and God will forgive and God will deliver. Amen. You believe He's going to do it? He's going to do it. Hallelujah. He's going to do it. Amen. I can see your faith. He's going to do it. God's going to do it tonight. And I give you my word tonight before the living God that He'll do it. And you know what? If I lie to you, the Bible said all liars will have their part in the lake of fire. So I'm not going to lie to you. God's going to deliver you tonight. And God's going to heal you tonight. And God's going to save you tonight. And you're going to go away rejoicing in God. And you're going to be glad that you was here tonight. Somebody say, I love you, Jesus. Come on, folks. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Come on, brethren. Let's get up here and let us pray together. Come on. Hallelujah. Can you lift your hands up to God? Can you do that? Can you close your eyes with me? God is fixing to deliver right now. Stretch out your hands over this audience, my brother. Come on, stretch out your hands. Choir back there. You choir, stretch out your hands. Come on, stretch your hands out, okay? Come on, stretch your hands out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to pray together. Hallelujah. Father, in the wonderful name of your lovely Son, Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ tonight, we stretch our hands out over these people. I ask you to heal these people tonight, Heavenly Father. Heal these people. I feel you healing them already as faith goes up. Heal these people, Master. Heal these people, Master, even under the ends of the earth. So shall the light shine. Come and shine. Heal these people. Save these people, Father. And forgive these people of every sin, of every transgression. I bless these people tonight. I bless these people, Father. Lord, I place a blessing upon these people tonight. Their bodies will be healed. Their financial prosperity will come. Father, you'll meet every need according to your riches and glory. And you're going to do great things for these people. throughout the island. These people are going away delivered tonight. Satan, the Lord rebuke thee tonight to take your hand off of God's people. In the name of Jesus Christ tonight. Hallelujah. Father, heal tonight. Save tonight. Father, deliver tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
One more time.
Heal tonight. Save tonight, Father, and give deliverance tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I feel God healing. I feel God saving. And I feel God delivering tonight. I feel faith in the audience tonight. I feel that special thing taking place that I asked God to do.